By Madeline Dunnett, local journalism initiative reporter. The Discourse. The company operating a controversial shipbreaking site in Union Bay received another warning letter from the province after an inspection found its operations are discharging copper effluent at more than 100 times the province's allowable limit, and 13 times more than what is allowed for zinc effluent. Deep Water Recovery received the letter, citing BC water quality guideline levels, on August 23, 2024. It warned that if the company fails to stop discharging acute and chronic levels of effluent into Baines Sound, it could be subject to a fine of up to $300,000 under the Environmental Management Act, or an administrative penalty of up to $40,000 under the Administrative Penalties Regulation. On October 11, 2023, the company was ordered to pay $500 for failing to meet provincially set deadlines for its monthly monitoring reports, which share data on the company's effluent discharge and its potential impact on the surrounding environment. According to the province's water quality guidelines, an acute level of a toxin, such as copper, in effluent is an amount that has been determined to cause harm to aquatic life within a short period of time. These measurements are in place to protect the most sensitive species from severe impacts, such as lethality, due to toxin exposure. In an area referred to as Sump 1, where effluent is discharged at Deep Water Recovery's shipbreaking operation, copper was measured at 489 micrograms per liter. The acute level, according to provincial guidelines, is 3 micrograms per liter. The acute level for zinc discharge is 55 micrograms per liter, and it measured at 742 micrograms per liter at Sump 1. The effluent from the Miller Freeman, a former American Fisheries and Oceanography vessel ship that was brought to the site to be dismantled, was also measured, with both copper and zinc surpassing acute levels. The province's water quality guidelines also have a maximum amount set for what is labeled as chronic levels, which measure long-term impacts on aquatic life. Copper, lead, and zinc all surpassed the chronic levels set out by the guidelines. Between April 2022 and August 2024, Deep Water Recovery received several out-of-compliance warning letters from the province, according to the Natural Resources Enforcement Database. The company also received some recommendations for administrative penalties and a pollution abatement order dated March 15, 2024. Meanwhile, residents in Union Bay continue the fight to stop the ship dismantling by Deep Water Recovery. In Parksville, Sherry Plummer is selling car decals to raise money for Concerned Citizens of Baines Sound, CCOBS, a group of Union Bay residents who oppose the shipbreaking operation. The group has been researching, organizing, and sharing information about the shipbreaking operation since its inception in 2021. It has hosted community information sessions and rallies in the past, and shares information for residents on ways to oppose the operation, such as letter templates. In an email exchange with The Discourse, Marilyn Manning, one of CCOBS founders, said the group is currently awaiting a response on the operation from Mid-Island Pacific Rim MLA Josie Osborne. She was recently in Union Bay to discuss community issues, including the shipbreaking operation, with Courtenay Alberni MP Gord Johns. The Discourse reached out to Osborne's office, but she was unable to comment at the time of publication. The Discourse is following up and will update the story if a response is received. Sonia Furstenau, leader of the Green Party of BC, has also raised concerns regarding the shipbreaking operation. Another Parksville resident, Paul Wisneski, initiated a petition to the House of Commons on August 6, 2024, urging the federal government to stop the shipbreaking operation and develop enforceable federal standards to reduce the negative environmental and social impacts of ship recycling that meet or exceed those set out in the Hong Kong and EU conventions for the safe recycling of ships. The petition is open for signing until December 5, 2024. Wisneski also shared a YouTube video on September 2, 2024 to advocate for the fight against the operation. He used drone footage from Mary Reynolds, who is still monitoring the operation with her drone and recently achieved a partial anti-SLAPP victory case against DWR director, Mark Jurisic, who attempted to sue her for damages related to the drone footage she posted online of the controversial operation. In a previous email to the Discourse, DWR Director Mark Jurisic said the levels of chemicals discharged by the operation aren't a problem because of the site's previous history with mining and the former coal industry. He denied that the company is discharging effluent. Carla Konkin, a lawyer working with CCOBS, told the Discourse that Jurisic's argument is not valid. "Just because it's an industrial area doesn't mean it's no holds barred," she said. "It's runoff off of your ships. It's effluent discharge coming out of your sumps. You own them. You're responsible for them. If there's some historical issue, you own it. You can go after former players if that's the case, but you're responsible."